Hey, yo, so this dream kind of starts with, starts out, I'm at work at Hy-Vee, and, I don't know, it's like my day off, well, like, in the context, I'm working at Hy-Vee just as normal, but today I have the day off, or I mean, like, in the dream. So I decide to go to Walgreens, and in this universe, for some reason, Walgreens is, like a giant, not a giant, but they're like a grocery store rather than a drugstore, you know, like that's just what, it's just Walgreens except expanded, and so basically, for some reason, I don't know, I just want to work there too, so I go in and I, they have like a cafeteria for employees, like an employee area, and I go in there, and I don't really fill anything out. I'm just kind of like, alright, you're hired now, and then I have all, like, we don't really change clothes either. I kind of just wear the same work clothes, like, we're still wearing Hy-Vee colors, but, just a different place. But I sign up to work there, and then I don't actually work that day. And then I go back the next day to go to work. And I forget where. Like, I just go back to work. And then all these people that I know that work at Hy-Vee are there. And we're like, I don't know. It's not the same layout as the Hy-Vee I work at, but it might as well be. Like, it's very similar. But I'm in the back room again, and these groups of guys, this group of guys that I know are there already. And I was like, yeah, I just applied here. I'm working here. And they're like, oh, us too. And I was like, y'all work at Hy-Vee and you're going to work here? Or something like that. And they were like, yep. I was like, oh, so me too? And they're like, yep. I was like, all right. So I, what's it called? I was like, I don't know. That just, we were sitting like the cafeteria. It was like, almost like a school cafeteria, just in a workplace. But then I go to the bathroom, and I look over a stall, and I see a guy I work with and his dad, and I just make like a stupid voice, like, "What are you doing, da da da," or something. And then he looks over and smiles, and then I was like, yeah, I don't know, I'm working right here right now. And they were like, oh, sweet, blah, blah, blah. And then I went into the aisle. This is where it kind of got weird. I went into the aisle, and I guess I worked produce there too, so I was, like, doing something. And this guy's, like, just, like, a nerd. Like, he's just a nerd guy with a girl that's also a nerd, and they're both acting very nerdy. And they're just talking about how they enjoy Battlefield versus Call of Duty. And they were like, I don't like being 40 centimeters away from my enemy, you know? I like it's more tactical. And they were like, yeah, yeah. And then I was just kind of standing next to him. And then I heard him over here. I, like, overheard him talking to his mom or something. And he was like, me and my friends, we're not autistic. We just don't eat enough Chex Mix every day. Or Chex Mix every day. Something like that. Very, I don't know, it was very weird, but it made me laugh in the dream, too. And I was just so confused about Chex Mix. But we kept walking around. I kind of just followed, I didn't really follow them around, but I followed them until I hit the other side of the store. And then I think that my little sister was with me after this. Like, I must have, like, found her. And so we're walking around the store, realizing it's actually huge. And we walk to this back area, and there's these girls, and they're, like, walking with this younger boy. And he knocks over something on this bookshelf. And to describe the area we're in, for some reason there's trees growing. Like, it's a bookshelf. And then there's, like, a little forest inside this store, so it's, like, getting big. But it's, like, bookshelves. And then behind it, like, trees. And inside the trees were blue jays. And we were looking through these notebooks and stuff, and a paper fall. I'm like, hey, this is mine. They're like, what? And there's this yellow folder, like not like a open up, a top opening folder with the little metal things to keep it down. It was one of those, not like a regular one where you just open it up from the side. I was like, yeah, this is mine from a while ago. And so they started looking through it, and this little kid, the boy, or maybe it was one of the girls, she looks up and sees a blue jay and starts like running at it. And we were like, no, 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 don't do it. And then the dream just cuts off. I wake up. So I don't really know what happened, but it was kind of boring.